Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. What a shocking event. I think this is the only second time it's happened in American history. The president fires the leader, Jim Comey, over the FBI. But what's taking place? As a matter of fact, let's go there now and take a look at this.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Dana Perino, and this is The Five. A stunning announcement from the White House today. President Trump fires FBI Director James Comey. It's only the second time in history that a president has fired the head of the bureau. Comey was in Los Angeles at the time. He was supposed to attend an event tonight, but boarded a flight moments ago. The White House says that Comey was dismissed over these comments he made last year about the Hillary Clinton email investigation.
I have not coordinated this statement or reviewed it in any way with the Department of Justice or any other part of the government. They do not know what I'm about to say. Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case.
What does this news mean prophetically? What does it mean? Remember, if you've been watching this, the Lord told me specifically that the seat of evil is going to come down and the seat of the righteous is going to rise. He told Cindy Jacobs in a vision that the swamp is going to be drained, which means people that had the stronghold in the way things have been going, God wants to shift it in a different direction. And he also said that he's going to be sending, the next president is going to be like a bulldozer. It's going, and Washington, D.C. is going to be like a house of cards, and it's all going to be shifting in a supernatural wind's going to be blowing across D.C., taking down all the strongholds and the monuments, all these different words that we shared. But I'm shocked. I mean, I'm shocked to find out, you know, that it is Comey, the head of the FBI, that is being removed, got removed immediately, couldn't even go back to his office, reports are, had to go immediately home, and they're putting in a new person that's going to be over the Federal Bureau of Investigations. And that's what the FBI does. They investigate things. They don't prosecute things. The who prosecute things, that would be the Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and he would prosecute that before a court. But he was almost, it seemed like he was every one of those offices when he was talking in the last year or so. But so think about it. So you had the head of the FBI has been taken down. Then you say, my goodness, you had Bill O'Reilly on Fox News. You think this balanced person that's talking, but what happened? He got removed, and God told us specifically the anchors, news anchors are going to be replaced, and God's going to be going to raise up news anchors to be able to deliver a prophetic news insight that's taking place. News before the news. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. And we're watching these things take place, and it's just breathtaking to watch it, because you wouldn't think, you know, that you think of Jim Comey as a very respectful man of integrity, but it looks like God's shifting there. Bill O'Reilly was probably the most balanced person on Fox News, but he's out. And we're watching other news anchors shift and come down, and also watching the minimalization of the voice of media, where people don't trust media anymore. And it's like, what's God doing? God has said, he said, the seat of evil is going to come down, and the seat of the righteous is going to rise. He says that judgment is going to come on the evildoer, whether you believe it or not. And as soon as it does, provision is going to come. I mean, great provision is going to come in this. So it's to believe God and to move forward and love folks and stand up. When you see people standing up for what's right, standing up for the Constitution, standing up for God, don't sit silently back. Stand up in a loving way and say, that's right. As a matter of fact, we're going to have that today, today's program with either today or our next program tomorrow with Betsy DeVos, head of the Education Department, with President Trump. Free choice for education. Can you imagine that? Where you could send your kids to a Christian school, you could send your kids to a different school, and they just dedicate the money that's already allocated for your child to you, and you actually pay that money to that school, even if you want to homeschool. These are exciting days. Everything that we prayed about is coming to pass.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.